Hey, sweetie. Work was, well, okay, so there's this new girl who acts like she's too good to be working with us. She looks down on literally everyone in the company except our boss. She's constantly sucking up to her, asking her for tips on leadership because she's like such a good boss and like a super good example of a real professional. It's so annoying. It's like she thinks that the only people doing useful work in the company are my boss and her. I think even my boss gets annoyed by that bitch following her around all the time. Like, I just feel like I'm totally ready for like more responsibility within the company, you know? Especially since I put in like so much effort and I definitely don't spend like all my time at my boss's desk begging for like more responsibility when I can't even handle the projects that are like assigned to me now. She acts like such a spoiled brat. I fucking hate it. No, she really sounds like that. I'm not even making fun of her. Like, I totally get that, like, having a certain accent doesn't, like, mean you're, like, any less worthy of respect or that you're, like, any less competent or whatever, but it's, like, super annoying to listen to her talk. You like that voice. Yeah. I bet you love it when I sound like some ditzy intern trying to get in your pants. Wait, did you really like that voice? No, I mean, did you like that voice? Because I definitely saw something happening in your pants, mister. Well, I don't know. I kind of did it as a joke, but I mean, I think it's pretty hot that such a simple change turned you on so much. So, what did you like about it? Don't be embarrassed. I want you to tell me all your dirty little fantasies, no matter how taboo they might be. Ugh, you're so difficult. Are you really gonna make me do this? Well, if you're not gonna tell me, then I'm just gonna get on my knees and suck the truth out of you. So tell me, darling. What do you like about my Valley Girl voice? Is it, like, the fact that I sound like a total slut? Is that really all? Because you know I can sound like a total slut in this voice, too. I mean, you've heard me beg. And moan. And scream. All thanks to this beautiful cock that's stuffed into my slutty little mouth right now. So, that can't be it. No. This hits something deep inside of you. Something you're ashamed of. Something you don't want to admit to me out of fear of being judged. You know I'd never judge you for your kink, sweetie. So just tell me. I know you want me to shut up and suck your cock like a good girl, but I am on a mission, handsome. You will tell me all your dirty little fantasies. So, I'm gonna keep asking questions. And if you want me to keep sucking, then you better answer. Do you like my Valley Girl voice because it sounds so different? Are you imagining another girl? Are you imagining you cheating on me with some slutty Instagram model from LA? Is that it? I didn't think so. So what could it be? Oh, are you close? Do you want to come? Because if you want to come, then you'd better answer me. What do you like about my Valley Girl voice? You're right on the edge, aren't you? I can feel that desperation. Tell me. Now. You like how dumb I sound? Are you making fun of me for sounding weird, or... Oh, okay. You literally mean how unintelligent it makes me sound. I gotta say, I didn't expect that. But I guess I kind of get it. The whole ditzy Valley Girl stereotype can be kind of hot. So, you want me to pretend to be a ditzy little bimbo slut for you? Why do you look so surprised? I don't seem like the type of girl that would like playing dumb. Well, I don't. I mean, not in my regular life, anyway. I'm not just gonna dumb myself down for some guy because he's too insecure to handle a smart woman. But, I mean, you're my partner, and I know this is just a fantasy that makes your cock hard, so I'd love nothing more than to indulge you. I want to make you happy, sweetie. Besides, you know how much I like trying out new kinks? And this actually sounds pretty hot now that I think about it. Just turning off my brain and focusing on cock, like the obedient, cock-hungry fuck toy that I am. Yes, I'm serious. I want to try this with you. It sounds fun. In fact, sit tight. I'm gonna grab something from my box of old Halloween stuff. Ta-da! Now I'm a blonde. Yeah, it's like professional grade stuff. I was planning on making like this super elaborate costume, but I ended up getting completely swamped by work, so I only have this wig and a bunch of makeup. So, do I look like pretty or whatever? I mean, I'm, like, already starting to feel, like, super slutty. I'm, like, totally getting into this. It's actually, like, super hot. Oh my god. You're throbbing. I know I just gave you a blowjob and stopped right before you could come, but still, you must really like this. So, should I just be as ditzy and slutty as I can? Yes, of course I want to. It sounds fun. I'm gonna enjoy this just as much as you are. Trust me. Yes, of course you can ask me something. Oh? You want me to go all out? Like, change my clothes and makeup? Okay. Yes, I'd like to do a little bit of role playing with you. It sounds fun. Come on. Just go wait in the living room and I'll call you over when I'm done. Oh my god, hi. Oh wow, you look like so hot. So, what were you doing? Reading? Oh my god, I'm like super into books or whatever. Like, I've read like all three Harry Potter books and they're like so good. Can I like sit down next to you? So, what do you think about my crop top? It's like so annoying because it just isn't like low cut enough. So I just have to keep like pulling it down so guys can stare at my like perfect tits, you know? Like, hello, my tits are down here, you know? Like, my body's like totally made for fucking, so it would just be like a total shame if guys wouldn't like take advantage of that, right? I mean, like, it's so annoying when I go out on a date and a guy asks me what my hobbies are when he like obviously just wants to shove me on my knees and fuck my pretty little face. Ugh, just like fuck me already. That's like all I'm good for anyways. I mean, just look at me. Like, pretty pink lips are practically made to be like pressed against the base of your shaft. I mean, these perfect tits that are just like made to be fucked and groped. And let's not forget about my ass. I mean, the only reason why I even work out is to like make my fucking ass perfect. I want guys to have something they can like spank and look at when they pound me, like a little cum dump, you know? And sometimes I can like totally see guys staring at my perfect ass as I walk by them, and it makes me like so fucking wet. I love it when guys stare at my pretty little bimbo body. That's why I make sure that I always wear the tightest, sluttiest clothes out there. As long as they're like pretty and pink, of course. Everything I wear is pink. Yes, even my panties are. Here, I'll show you. Well, it's a little hard to see since they're so small, but, like, they are pink, okay? Trust me. Maybe I can just, like, take them off for you to, like, inspect, you know? Okay, perfect. So, like, are you gonna, like, take your clothes off, too? Because this feels like totally unfair, you know? Holy shit. Your cock looks like super hot. I bet you've always wanted to fuck a girl like me, didn't you? Pretty, dressed in pink and dumb. Oh, why would I need a brain if I can have a cock in my tight little pussy, right? Oh my god, this feels like super good. See? fucking is so much more fun than, like, reading or any of that nerd stuff or whatever. I mean, you don't need me to be smart, right? You just need a pretty hole to fuck. I can be like, your dumb little human fleshlight. You can, like, fill me up with cum without worrying about, like, making conversation or whatever. The only time I'll talk is to talk dirty and to beg like a good little bimbo slut. Oh, you don't need to hear my opinions, right? My thoughts don't matter. I just need to be like pretty and fuckable. Brains are for boys anyways. I don't have like ambitions or whatever. I just need to get like a nice cock to suck and someone that pays for all my pretty clothes and makeup. My goal in life is to always be pretty enough to get fucked by you. I'm just a dumb, empty-headed fuck toy. But like, as long as I'm pretty, I have value, right? As long as you're pumping me full of cum, I'm like totally happy. I want to be your ditzy little cum rag. Spray your load inside my perfect little pussy. It's like all I'm good for. I want to be like, totally full of your cum. Tell me I'm pretty and like, come inside me. Oh, fuck. You feel like so fucking good. Oh my god. Now I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come too. Fuck me. Fuck me. Oh my god. Fuck me hard. Yes. Yes, I need it. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, more, 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 more. Harder, please. Please, please, harder. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god, you just made me come like so hard. And that's why I don't get girls who want to like have careers and all that. That's like so stressful. Like, getting fucked is so much more fun. You're like about to come, right? Tell me that girls should just stay dumb and focus on looking pretty like me. I'm like the ideal girl, right? The perfect fuck toy. So come inside your perfect fucking cum dump. Your cock is like perfect for my pussy. I'm made to be fucked by you. Oh, fuck. I'm already so close again. Your cock is like magic. Oh, fuck. Give it to me. I'm gonna like come so hard if you like shoot your load in me. I'm made to take your cum, so give it to me. Come inside of my ditzy blonde bimbo pussy. Yeah, that's like so much cum. That was so good. But I want more. I like need that cock to get hard for me again. I mean, Would it help if I got on my knees and pressed my tits together like the little airheaded fuck sleeve that I am? I can see it getting harder. And like, I've been talking way too much. So please make my dumb little bimbo mouth useful and shove your cock in it. I want to taste myself on your amazing fucking cock. It's okay if you want to go harder. You don't have to, like, care about me as a person. I'm just here to look super cute and pretty as you use me like a fleshlight. I love that you're still so hard for me. I, like, love being pretty for boys. It, like, gives me purpose. The only time I have value is when I make your cock hard. Right, sweetie? So pound my ditzy little bimbo throat. I'd ask you to face fuck my brains out, but I don't think there's any thoughts left in my head except how much I love your cock. Are you gonna come again? Do you wanna, like, come all over my pretty tit? That way I can finally get some people to look at my tits in this stupid crop top. Come on. Do it, sweetie. Come all over my gorgeous tits and my stupid little bimbo face. I look so perfect, don't I? I bet I look so dumb. Like, I'm just some stupid cum dumpster. Well, that's what I am. So, spray that fat fucking load all over your pretty little cum dumpster, okay? Make me even prettier than I already am. Ruin my makeup and make me, like, walk around with your load covering my face and my tits. Cover your tits, you little bimbo fuck toy. I want it, like, super bad. Yay, so much cum. Now, are you all satisfied, sweetie? Because I, like, loved it. I mean, I actually really liked it. I wasn't even intending on getting you off twice. It was just hot seeing you so turned on. And then I got turned on, and before you knew it, your cock was fucking dripping with your cum and my wetness, and I just couldn't resist. Oh, fuck you. Fuck you for giving me a bimbo kink. Now every time that bitch from work starts talking, I'm gonna have to take notes. Fuck. Fuck you. But seriously, I'm really glad that you felt comfortable enough to be honest with me about your fantasies. It means a lot to me, and it's always fun to try to find new ways to enjoy ourselves together, don't you think? Mm. fuck, you are insatiable. But then again, so am I. Tell you what, how about we both take a quick shower and we can lie in bed with your cock pressed nice and tight against my ass, and we can browse the sluttiest, trashiest, most porny outfits that we can find online. In pink, of course. And we can order a few and do this again next week. Does that sound like a good idea to you, handsome? And like, in the meantime, I'll be sure to practice sounding like super slutty or whatever, since you're like obsessed with this voice.